From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for November 26, 2013. Though temporarily halted by a wintry mix of rain and snow, the Rolling Plains cotton harvest is on schedule. Monday, I talked with Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension Statewide Cotton Specialist, College Station.
The harvest out there has been progressing fairly well up until, you know, sort of this wet weather the past few days. From the guys I've talked to up there, Robert, you know, they're looking at maybe 20% of the irrigated cotton left. Yields ranging, you know, all over the board, depending on what kind of rain they had this summer. But anywhere from 1 to 3 bales is a pretty good range. But I've heard of some folks, you know, hitting that 4 bale mark up there. Dry land, not quite as far along on harvest because they want to get their irrigated cotton out first. Probably about 50% done on the dry land cotton in that northern rolling plains. And again, depending on how that rain fell and through that northern rolling plains, you know, anywhere from cotton that wasn't harvested, and I've heard some reports up to 2 bale dry land cotton. But with a, you know, probably a pretty good average is going to be that 300 to 600.
I've often wondered what happens when the cotton gets wet.
Well, I think it's actually worse, Robert, if the conditions, if it's warm weather and wet, because the seed actually will germinate, which causes problems, and you get probably even a little more staining. But when it's wet and cold, it's not as big of a deal. I mean, it's still not preferable, obviously.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications, wishing you all a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.